Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Happy Tuesday. Today is August the 26th, 2014, and you are tuned in to Step Into Your Power with Fianna. I am your host, Fianna Sharon Huff. And today's show is near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about momagers. Momagers are moms who are managers of their children who are entrepreneurs. And as many of you all know, I am a proud momager to Clara Huff and Timothy Huff. Clara is the founder and artistic director of My Buddy Picasso Art, as well as the author of the soon-to-be-released book, A Letter to My Bully. My son is the founder and CEO of Positivities by Timothy, which is a positive and life-affirming apparel line. Additionally, he's the host of Talk Time with Timothy. I wanted to talk to other momagers who are making moves for their entrepreneurial children like me. So we'll be talking to LaWanda Tillett and Sharmitra Pittman. And just to give you some background about these awesome ladies, entrepreneurs themselves as well as momagers, LaWanda is the founder and CEO of Little Black Dress Event Planning Concierge Services, LLC. Her company focuses on and is tailored to her client. Her company handles event planning for corporate, private, weddings, and special events. Additionally, Little Black Dress organizes and maintains schedules, arranges meetings, and handles travel needs. LaWanda blogs for Women with Gifts and mentors young girls. Her daughter, Maya, works at the Croc Center and at Bela Fusion Dance Studio. And her youngest daughter, Samara, is pursuing her love and gift of art and design. Now, Sharmitra Pittman, she's also known as the mother and daughter renovator, relationship renovator. She's a life coach, a mentor of the tween and teen girls, of course, a momager, and the creator of Love Life Enterprises. She supports tween and teen girls as they evolve into strong and prosperous women. As the lead elite mentor, Sharmitra mentors tween and teen girls on how to be confident, happy, intelligent, creative, and successful young girls. Her daughters, Jasmine and Jordan Pittman, Jasmine is 13 and Jordan is 11, and they are the CCO, and I love this. CCO stands for Chief Crafting Officers of Crafty or Gnaw Designs. Crafty or Gnaw Designs specializes in handmade accessories such as hair bows, headbands, earrings, bracelets, and bow ties, as well as customized socks for girls. These young ladies utilize a variety of materials in order to create unique accessories for girls and boys of all ages. So very, very excited to talk to these momagers. Do I have the momagers on the line?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Great, great.
Okay. Well, we want to dig into this awesome conversation. And, you know, when I'm asking the questions, feel free to begin to talk. I definitely want to get both of you to answer all of the questions. So my first question is, when did you realize you were a momager?
Did you want that one?
Yes, I'll go ahead and take that one.
Okay.
I actually realized that I was a momager. It actually happened pretty fast. Like my daughters, they haven't really had their business very long. It's actually only been a few months. But from the first day that I started posting the different accessories that they would, you know, sit at the kitchen table and make, from that day, people started sending me inboxes asking me if they could attend certain events and set up vending tables. So it was at that point that I realized, okay, well, maybe this is more than just a hobby for them. And, of course, they're going to need some guidance and direction with what they're doing. So it was, you know, pretty much at that point that I realized, hey, you know, you're a momager now. You're no longer just mom, you know, just buying supplies for us to stay busy over the summer. We actually have a business going on. So that's when I realized that I was a momager.
I think for me, it's kind of the same thing, Shamitra. You know, I started, my business is still blooming as well. I started in February. And then as I was doing that and meeting with different people, my oldest daughter, Maya, was like, Mom, you know, I really would like to own my own dance studio. Or she wanted to teach dance classes here in the community. And so I was like, well, you know, we just need to find a place. And so before we could even get to that, like you said, things just happened really quickly. She was blessed with the opportunity to work at Bala Fusion Dance Studio as Marquita Bianca's personal assistant, and then over at the Croc Center on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Little did I know, she was teaching classes as well. I thought she was just working alongside them, but she was teaching classes along with that. And then my youngest daughter wanted to start selling her art. So it just, like, it all kind of was like a snowball effect. When I started, that must have inspired them to get going on the things they wanted to do, and then there we are. And then, of course, we had other little things going on, Pearls on the Move, and people will get to know about that more. But that's also another piece because it puts them out there more in the public. And one of the biggest things that Fiona and I were concerned about regarding our children were making sure that legally. So I think maybe so that's probably what May I realized that I had some entrepreneurs on my hand, and I got a little overwhelmed because I was doing my thing and they were trying to do their thing too. So.
Okay, now, so in light of what you all have shared, what does it really mean to be a momager?
I think for me, if I can take that one first, for me it means that it's not just about me. It's not just about my business. I'm not just, like you said, I'm not just mom. I'm mom, and I'm having to wear the hat of managing them, making sure that we do, you know, at least for that I do things decent in order legally, making sure they're protected, making sure people don't take advantage of them. It means adding one more hat to the other hats that I was wearing already. that I really do feel like it's just one more hat. Let me just turn it to the side so it'll fit on top of the rest of them. But it really does put you in a different realm, and then it also changes the dynamics of the relationship between you and your children. Because I still talk to them as my children, but then when they ask me something about, well, what about this or what do you think about that, then it becomes more of a bit woman-to-woman kind of conversation regarding business. And it's interesting. It's very interesting, especially when one of them is 12 and you're trying to help her understand. So she just sees the fun of it and not the business side of it. And I guess that's where we as mamas just come in. We have to see the business side of it while they continue to have fun.
LaWanda pretty much captured it all right there. It is, you know, adding one more hat because also I'm also a full-time teacher. So it's like I'm working all day long and then I come home and, you know, that's another hat. So I'm still mom, but if they're working on things, then I kind of have to, you know, kind of flip back and forth between being a mom and trying to get dinner and stuff cooked to, okay, I see you're doing this. Well, let's look at this. Let's make sure this product is of great quality. You know, and like you said, trying to explain that business side to them, like, okay, you know, even though this looks great to you, you still have to put yourself in your customer's shoes also. Is this going to be something that your customer feels like is great? You know, and it is difficult at times trying to explain that to, you know, an 11-year-old going on 12, 13-year-old going on 14 because, you know, their mindset is not always on business. It's just like, let me do this. You know, my friends are liking all of my pictures. You know, this is cool to me, but, you know, it is difficult at times trying to get them to understand that you have a gift and you're providing a product and a service for others. So, you know, you still have to start to transition into some type of professional mindset with that also. So it does really involve wearing yet another hat on top of the ones that we already wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also the challenge sometimes is, okay, you're mom, so it's that fun side. But then when you have the business side, it's, okay, as an entrepreneur, you have to be consistent. You have to continuously promote your things. You can't wait for people to come to you. You have to be out there on a daily basis. You have to have your, as I call it, ammunition, your business cards, your flyers. You have to talk to people. It goes from you always talking as a mom, oh, this is my daughter and she does this, to empowering them to be able to give their elevator 60-second pitch, if you will, and helping them to stay encouraged, because, again, they may want to know, well, why isn't this happening so soon? So that's sometimes the challenge that I find, because our children tend to be drawn to instant gratification. And trying to, as you all mentioned, having that business side hat as opposed to just mommy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Now, what are some of the ways that you all position your entrepreneurial focused daughters to expose them and build their businesses as well as their future careers?
I'll take that one first.
Okay.
You know, pretty much with attending, you know, different events locally. And also when I travel and do speaking engagements, I always try to make sure that they are with me, whether they're, you know, just assisting me or if they're able to set up their own things. I just try to make sure they're exposed to that entrepreneurial side as much as possible. I'm always, you know, telling them about different things to post online, you know, because like you said, it's not just about just showing a picture. You have to be able to communicate with others about what it is that you're doing and, you know, pretty much your future vision for your business also. So I just try to make sure they're exposed to as many, you know, different entrepreneurs as possible. I try to, you know, research different teenage entrepreneurs for them so that they can see that, okay, this is not just me, this is possible for me to be successful. And it's just mainly about exposing them on a daily basis to all of the different aspects of being an entrepreneur.
And again, she wrapped it up so nicely, because that's about where we are. You know, we had Maya listen to Lynette Montez's daughter. I had her listen to one of her conference calls that she had, you know, talking to other teen entrepreneurs, just kind of letting her get a feel for it, exposing them when we can. When I go places, like Shamisha said, the blessing by having the business that I have, I can take them wherever I go because they're girls. So event planning kind of falls right up that, you know, that alley of the level of comfort. So I can take them wherever I go, and then when they meet people, they can introduce themselves and say a little bit about what they do, and then when they're like, oh, you guys do this, we do that, they're like, well, yes, and they're a little, sometimes they're a little shy about it, and then once the person starts talking to them, they open up more. I think for Maya, she's had one of the biggest exposures because she's been traveling with Marquita, so she's met people, you know, outside of our normal circle and people who can actually make a difference for her and make that studio a possibility. With Samara, she, you know, with Marquita, what she does, she's able to do her art and be able to place it in the studio. So that's one of the things we're working on, trying to get her into a position where she can post her stuff and put it in the studio. So just different opportunities, just being open, just keeping your eyes open. You having to have your eyes open for yourself and for them. And then I think one of the other things, I don't know if you've come across it yet, Sharmucha, is that when we're talking to the kids, they get a little, I guess the word, they get a little hesitant, because their other friends are doing other things. they're, you know, like over the summer, their friends are at the mall, they've been hanging out, and I was like, the mall's not going anywhere. You know, the same people you talk to now, if they're your friends, they'll understand, but you're setting yourself up for greatness, whereas when we were coming up at 25, we were starting our careers or starting to work. You're 15 now, and you have like such a 10-year difference that by the time you work this and you stay focused on this, that by the time you graduate, you already have a business. I mean, not even graduate from college, just graduate from high school. You'll already have something going for you that if you desire to go to college, you can have your own money to go without having to take out student loans. So I don't think they see the bigger picture. And it's not for them to see. It's just for us to continue to reinforce or put out there every so often that, hey, you know, while you want to go to the mall, just remember you're building a business, you're setting a foundation for yourself that other people won't have.
So. That's exactly right. We actually just experienced that with my oldest daughter, where she, you know, had a few cheerleaders from her school, you know, saying to her, what have you been doing all summer? You're not a cheerleader anymore, so what are you doing? Making socks, you know, like trying to, you know, joke on her. And she was like, yeah, I'm making money. And, you know, what I try to do is I try to make sure they have balance with it. Okay, yeah, you want to have fun, that's great. While you're out there having fun, put a pair of your socks on, put a pair of your earrings on, put your headband on. Like, I'm always positioning them to market yourself, even though you don't even know you're marketing yourself, because if your product or your service is that great, it's going to draw somebody's attention to you. They went to a skating event the other night at Greenbrier Skating Rink. Okay, perfect time for you to put on those knee-high socks that you designed. Put those on. Put that headband on and get out there and show the other, you know, people what you're doing. And I told them this also opens up another opportunity for you because, you know, your generation, you all don't really know how to support each other. Is constantly, you know, trying to be better than the next one. So they may not want to buy what you have. Okay, well, if you don't want to buy it, well, come to a workshop where I can show you how to make your own.
Right.
So I just always tell them, just remember, you're always working. Even when you think you're not, even when you want to just have fun, okay, wear your brand and have fun in your brand because you're still attracting some type of, you know, attention to what you're doing. And just make it positive. That should always be your response. Okay, yeah, you're cheering, but I'm not out here to be a professional cheerleader. I have to do more. I'm trying to build a legacy for myself. So it's definitely difficult with trying to balance it out for them.
I think some of that, too, is, you know, it has to do with us and how they see. And I know this is about our children, but I think a lot of it has to do with how they see us as moms, how we interact with other business women, and how we talk about our business regarding other women or other people in business that do what we do. And so I find myself being very mindful of what I say, you know, when I talk, because they're listening, and whatever I say they'll pick up and use in their dialogue or conversation regarding business. So I'm trying to be very cautious about that, and I think when they don't see us supporting each other or encouraging each other, regardless if we do the same thing or not, they don't know how to do it themselves.
Right. Now, if anyone is out there listening and they want to call in and speak to LaWanda or Shamitra, the telephone number is 917-889-8095. You're going to press option 1. Again, it's 917-889-8095. Press option 1. The next question I wanted to ask you all are, what are some of the books or the CDs, audio tapes, et cetera, that you all have the girls listening to that will help to, you know, further position them and just and keep them balanced, and also so that they can learn, you know, what it is to be an entrepreneur?
That one first. As far as like books or CDs, I really, like I said, I hadn't really, that part we haven't gotten to. I think I've been trying to read and then research myself for business for me. And as I get information, I start implementing it so they start seeing it and I start doing it so they kind of understand too. I did mention I had my listening conference calls that Anita Michaela, I think that's how you pronounce her name, but Lynette Monte's daughter. She has her own clothing line. So I had her listening to her conference call a couple months ago and have her, you know, just kind of get her going in that. And I think really just that's kind of where we are. I think once school starts, I start introducing the books and CDs because over the summer they've really been busy, hadn't had time to sit down and do a whole lot of reading. So I know that's kind of where I am, you know, and there's books I do want them to read. I know T.D. Jakes' Instinct is a book that I really would like us, all three of us, to sit down and read together because I think not only is it good for business, it's just good for life in general and pursuing your dreams.
I like Who Moved Cheese, which is by Dr. Spencer. It's a great book. You know, they have it on a level for an adult as well as a young person to understand. So I think that's one of my favorite books for myself and the children.
Yeah. That's a great book, too. We actually had to read that book for professional development at work. A few years ago. Who Moved My Cheese is definitely a great read. You know, pretty much what LaWanda was saying, I haven't really introduced, you know, with them reading the books yet. What I do, you know, kind of push for them to do is to build themselves up with affirmation. And that is helping a lot because now I can see transition of, you know, it's different when somebody else is telling you you're smart, you know, you're beautiful, but if you don't believe it, then, you know, it's just going in one ear and not the other. But now that they're starting to, you know, pour that into themselves, now it's believable. Now it's, you know, I really can achieve this. Now it's, I really am, you know, this intelligent, young, successful young girl. So that's pretty much where we are just pretty much trying to change their mindset in that aspect. Just motivate, encourage, inspire yourself. You don't need anybody else to validate you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I wanted to know, they all of them have social media outlets that people are able to, you know, connect with them.
Can we reach out to them? With Maya, she's on Instagram now, and I believe it's just Maya. I believe it's Maya _ Christina. I have to look and find out for you, make sure which one it is. But she's already on Instagram,
okay.
And she's on Kick.
Okay. And Sharmitra, I know that the girls, they have is it the Instagram pages?
They have Facebook and Instagram. The Instagram pages are, let me get it right because it's a lot. Okay, they have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ Crafty or Naw, and Crafty is spelled CRAFTEE or Naw, NAH, you know, that's what the kids say, or Naw. They also, their Instagram page is also Crafty or Naw, and then they both have two separate Instagram pages for what they specialize in. Jasmine's page is at Sassy Socks by Jazz, SASSISOX by Jazz, and Jordan's page is Bands, the letter N, Bows by Jordan.
That's what I'm talking about. I absolutely love it. And for those who are listening in, on September the 13th, and that's going to be the new date for the Back to Supply giveaway for my son. So it's actually the second annual Timothy Huff Back to Supply giveaway and birthday celebration. It's going to be on September the 13th at my church, which is One City Church, located at 3310. Indian River Road in Chesapeake. And Sharmitra, your daughters are actually going to have a vending table.
Yeah, and they are excited about it. They are so excited.
Yeah, Yeah, I was, you know, the rain, they said there was going to be 80% chance of rain, so I went on ahead and postponed it. But that just gives, you know, the girls more time to make more bows. Yeah. And, in fact, I have a request. I would love to have something that represents what a powerhouse looks like. So I want some spots. I can't do the bow just yet. You know, I'm waiting for the curly bow to grow some more. But I want some high socks. I want some high socks that represent a powerhouse media group. So I want to be able to support the girls. And on this coming Saturday, I'm going to be seeing my niece, Maya, which is Luana's daughter, perform at the Croc Center, correct?
Yep. At the Croc Center, this is their back to school bash is from 10 to 2 at the Croc Center. And so she's been excited about it to showcase what she's been working on herself as well as what she's been working on with the little kids. And I'm excited for tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe by the time we get to the 13th, she'll have a couple pieces that she'll want to sell as far as her art is concerned. And I'm looking forward to it. Maya's Instagram name is Maya Christina with two A's on the end. So that's her Instagram name. And, again, she's on Kick. And anybody who wants to reach out to her, they can always email me to connect with her as well so we can get her email set up. So, you know, I'm excited for both of them. I'm excited for your girls, too, as well. So I'm interested.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things is the more they see others in their age range doing this, the
right.
better they'll feel about it. And I don't know about you. You should have two girls just like I do. My other concern is, and I'm being realistic because my oldest daughter, she has little male friends, little boyfriends. My concern for them becomes, what does it look like, you know, when she gets older? Because her wow. mindset is different. You know, she's set up for different things where they're not, where they already weren't there. They really aren't there and really aren't understanding. And I don't want that to be a deterrent for her, not just with the boys, but for girls to not want to continue to do good because they're not doing good or they're not doing things that you're
right.
doing. And I try to explain to them, everybody has a choice.
Right.
And that's what it becomes about. It becomes about choices, and I said, your support system is different. I said, but if someone really wants it, they'll open their mouth for help, but God will continue to put them in a place where people can help them, and you have to want more. But it starts with what they feel at home and what they see at home. If they're not being pushed or nudged to do more or want more, then they're not going to want to do much more past that.
Right. Oh, wow, this has been an amazing conversation. I don't like to say interviews. I like to say conversation because we're talking, we're learning, we're bonding. We're going to be better for this conversation and be able to implement some things that we talked about afterwards. And I will make sure that I send you all the link to the show because it immediately records it. So I'll send you the link. So, again, September the 13th, actually, all of our girls will be participating in the second annual Community Health Back to School Supply giveaway and birthday celebration. And I just want to thank you all for being on the show and have a wonderful and blessed day. Next Tuesday, we're going to have John Cameron coming on to talk about how to position our sons and daughters for academic success as they return to school. Thank you for tuning in to Step Into Your Power with Fianna. I'm your host, Fianna Sharon Huff. Have a wonderful Tuesday and remainder of your week.